case, or do we want to go to break? Do you want cold pizza or warm pizza?
Up to you, the boss.
Want to keep going?
Mm-hmm.
Keep going?
Keep going.
All right. All right. We just did this.
Six and seven.
Stay here, yeah.
Yeah, I'm staying.
That worked out well, okay. Case number six is 22-541, that is the only other Middletown case. And officer, can you just identify yourself, just to keep the record clear?
Yes, issue authority, Middletown Police, Officer Mark Kaminsky, K-O-M-I-N-S-K-E.
Officer, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. For the case 22-541, the background investigation revealed that the appellant was previously denied a pistol permit in 2019, and the denial was upheld upon appeal by the board in 2020. Also, inaccurate information was provided on the DPS 799C. A further investigation revealed a lengthy history of police contacts and two registered security guard licenses terminated.
Thank you, officer. Ma'am, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. Regarding my guard card, I have it from here, that it has never been taken away from me, and it's still valid until 7/13/25.
Is that it?
And then I have domestic cases, one with my ex-husband and a man I was with, and I was the one that was abused. And every time they come around, I was told by the Middletown Police Department to contact them instead of having confrontation with them. And when I do that, this is the result every single time. And Officer Bodell, Jay Bodell, when I submitted my paperwork, we looked over it together. He said everything was fine, that there's no reason why I should not get my pistol permit this time. I get a letter a couple months later saying it was denied. And his first words were, "We'll go before the board."
Thank you, ma'am. Officer, you may proceed with your case.
The background investigation is the appellant previously was denied a pistol permit in 2019. The denial was upheld by appeal on the board in 2020. This denial was due to failure to disclose any previous arrests on the DPS 799C. The appellant then reapplied in 2021 and listed arrests for larceny 6th degree and public disturbance and wrote C attached paperwork. Under convictions, the appellant wrote C attached paperwork. No paperwork was attached. The appellant's arrest for conviction of cruelty to animals is not listed on the DPS 799C. From 2008 to January 7, 2022, the time of the second denial, there were 60 police involvements with the appellant in Middletown. Between the time of the denial and November 14, 2023, there are 14 additional police involvements with Middletown. This is a total of 74 involvements. The appellant has a history of being uncooperative during investigations, including screaming, yelling, and using profanity. The appellant had two registered security guard licenses terminated, one with an effective date of 6/28/2002, and the other of 2/19/2021. The appellant has been involved with multiple domestic violence incidents with different aggressors. While the appellant was not determined to be the primary aggressor in these cases, the repetitive nature of these incidents after arrest and resolution of the cases shows a pattern of poor decision making. The appellant has also demonstrated a lack of ability to change these patterns or take responsibility for these actions. Most recently, this was demonstrated in the lack of listing of cruelty to animals arrest and conviction on the DPS 799C form. After being denied and having an appeal upheld for similar inaccuracies for the above reasons, including criminal history, consistent and ongoing police involvement over the past 15 years, and inaccurately on the DPS 799C, this appellant was found not to be suitable candidate for pistol permit for the second time.
Ma'am, do you have any questions for the officer?
I'm just not understanding. When I talked to Jay Bodell, I gave him all the paperwork.
Ma'am, this is questions. It didn't start like a question. Are you going to ask him a question?
Yes. I just don't want to get into it with him because certain officers don't know what I've been through. If I were to show you papers of the domestics, my mother dying, and I couldn't see her in the hospital, my face was all bandaged.
I understand you're very upset.
And they're not there for me.
Okay, I understand. You're going to get a chance to go very shortly, but we're just going to go one at a time. So I just want to make sure you don't have any questions for him before we ask him questions. And then we're going to come to you next. Okay?
May I just... The officer indicated that with your application, you had said see attached document, and there was no attached document. Did you include an attached document?
I included everything. That's why I went up to the appeal with you guys, because I gave them the one that says public disturbance, larceny six, and the cruelty to animals. Jay Bodell told me point blank, there's no reason why you should not be able to get your permit this time. And then he contacts me a couple months later and tells me that I was denied. And I gave all the papers, the legal paperwork like this. I gave him everything, and I didn't have no copies from myself. I gave him all the originals.
Okay, thank you.
I've been through this time before that. I should know which ones I should be able to give him. And then when he tells me that I should not be denied this time.
So you're alleging that you did include supplemental materials with your application?
Yes, and I made sure I had a folder like his right there. I had it, everything in the documents inside. Jay Bodell and I looked over everything. He says, everything looks great. There's no reason why you should be denied this time.
Okay, thank you.
And it's because of the domestics, that's what I think it's about.
All right, I'm just trying to keep some order here. So let's focus on the officer right now. Does the board have any questions of the officer?
So do you have any understanding of what happened with the folder with the supplemental materials that the appellant indicates that she submitted along with her application?
So Officer Bodell is our intake officer for pistol permits as well as community service officer for many things. He's tasked with gathering the paperwork and doing the fingerprinting and submitting applications to our detective bureau who continues on. When the packet was given to the detectives, this attached paperwork was not included. And Officer Bodell's job is not to... All he makes sure is it's notarized, he identifies the person properly, submits a report to the detectives. He's not to go through it because the form's already filled out. When she said to see attached paperwork, the simple charge of the amount of space to write the cruelty to the animal conviction was the same space as see attached paperwork. So I'm not sure why it could have fit in the box. You know, other people.
That's not quite an answer to my question. The appellant indicated that she provided a supplemental folder along with her application, and that the officer that you're referring to had both of those and went through both of those with her. And my question is, what happened between that point in time and any subsequent review, since the appellant is alleging that she provided a supplemental folder of materials?
My apologies. The paperwork was not obtained when Officer Bodell got it. He's not here to speak for himself, but he did not get it, and him saying that everything looks good is entailing that everything from the packet is filled out. He's not entailing that he obtained the seal that. So we don't have it. It was not given to us for the day.
Did anybody contact the appellant to ask her for the paperwork?
Yes. They tried to reach out to her. Okay. The investigating officer did, and did not get a response back.
They contacted her by telephone or?
By telephone.
Okay. Ma'am, what town do you live in?
Middletown.
Still live in Middletown?
Yes.
Other questions by the board, Colonel O'Toole?
Officer, you stated there were approximately 80 police contacts with the appellant?
Yes, sir.
How many of those would call into question the appellant's suitability to have a firearm? Not in which he's either complainant, victim, things like that. How many in which she was either the subject of the complaint, things like that. Something that would, you know, what, how many of those, you know, you can, you know, she, 80 complaints doesn't mean, you know, 79 of those in which she was the victim. So about, you know, could you maybe detail a few of the ones in which allegedly, you know, she was, what you'd call into question her suitability?
I would say about half of them are definitely her being the victim of a domestic, if there's a protective order, or yep. Wondering if there's a protective order violation. Absolutely. There are a few, one of them is where she didn't like her roommate being at the house, the roommate's friend at the house, so she blocked the car in, started an argument. And the police, she called the police to come handle it. We handled it for her, you know, helped everything out, the situation.
Was she the complainant in that case?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of them are domestic, but the ones that were they're not, it's usually an argument with another person. And she does do a good job of calling us to help, but the incident has already arisen to out of hand. And, which, you know, if we came in sooner, we could help.
I'm still not clear how many of the incidents involve problems in conduct by the appellant versus the appellant being the recipient of adverse actions of others.
Would you mind if I look?
Absolutely not. You go right ahead. It's important to differentiate those.
One of the most recent is the cruelty to the animals case.
And that was 2014-ish?
That was. Not the most recent, that was 2014. In 2014, she was investigated by an animal control officer off a report of her animals not being taken care of. She was arrested for that. 21, fire personnel responded to her residence for her furnace, and the house was deemed not livable.
On the basis of what?
I believe it was the landlord hazardous conditions inside a residence about the furnace. I don't have anything else other than that.
So how does that impact her suitability?
When fire personnel usually goes to these calls by themselves, mm-hmm. They requested us because the male on the property was refusing to leave. Evolved into the appellant and the man had an argument that night, and we investigated that.
Okay, so that didn't sound like that doesn't sound like it involves the appellant's adverse conduct to me.
I only bring that up because the male that she had living with her was refusing the fire department's order.
Yeah.
Also to investigate that two of them were involved in our arguments. Domestics, where she was a victim. one of the calls was that the appellant was the complainant because one of her roommates was actively stabbed on the couch with a knife.
Okay, so that doesn't impact her suitability. I'm interested in the incidents where Middletown feels that the appellant's behavior was inappropriate and was used to build the case of lack of suitability for a firearm. These are, so far, what I'm hearing is the appellant has been the subject of other people's adverse actions against her, at which point she called the police. I'm interested in what actions on the part of the appellant leads Middletown to question her suitability, her conduct, active conduct, as opposed to response to others' conduct.
Yeah. Throughout the cases, most of them, she is the victim or the complainant, but she's also part of the argument, part of the decision-making of being involved in this hostile call that we responded to, although she was arrested. Her decision making was not well.
Okay.
If I get the gist of it, is what you're saying is she gets involved in arguments often, gets out of hand, and then the police get called.
Correct.
And often she's called.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know the nature of the cruelty to animal charge? What was more description on that? The way animals were kept? Is it, you know, causing harm to the animals? Is it, you know, what exactly was that?
The animals were not cared for to where they weren't being fed. They were kept in a house where there was feces, urine, and cigarette smoke. When the animals control officer began the investigation, one dog had already been given away to be believed to be put down, and the two other dogs, their body weight or something of, on a scale of 1 to 5, I believe they were all 1 or 1.5, and 5 being the healthiest. So the dogs were incredibly emaciated to where they were taken from her. She was arrested for cruelty to animals.
Was it just dogs, cats, other animals, or?
Three dogs, four animals.
Three dogs, 12. And you described the house as unkempt feces, I think you said. Does that, now the other case with the fire department, the house was unlivable and you seemed to mention the furnace, but was it more than that? Was it the house was still unkempt?
I don't know. I wasn't there, and the report is
cluttered,
not detailed enough to.
Hoarding type of behavior, anything like that?
From what the opening statement sentence of that report, it might just been the furnace, you know, during wintertime if it can't be heated.
Okay, so it was unlivable because it wasn't heated, not so much the house was in total disrepair. Or
I can't say for sure based off of the report.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Other questions? Seeing none, sir, do you have any other witnesses? All right, ma'am, it's your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
Okay, I haven't been in any kind of trouble since 2014 with animal cruelty. And the dogs belong to my husband, which is my ex-husband now. And I have a lifetime restraining order with him because of domestics with him, abusing me. He was holding his friend's dogs. I worked from early in the morning to midnight. I was doing security, I was doing other jobs. I was never home. My kids are overage. My daughter's 31 and my son's 25. They're capable of taking care of themselves. I was never home. I work for a living to support my family. And then the furnace situation, the man that he was talking about, Danye, was my daughter's ex-boyfriend. He was tampering with the furnace. All of a sudden, the lady next door told me it's been backfiring for quite a few hours. I was at work. He come to find out, the guy was tampering with the wires on the furnace. So I called 911, the fire department came. Which was my cousin, was the chief of fire department on Westfield Street. Oh, you know, Westfield Fire Department. He came and he said, Lori, you cannot stay here. There's some carbon monoxide filled the whole house. And I was saying to my kids, you guys didn't hear the alarms going off? My daughter can sleep through a storm. The roof could fall off. She could, because she has narcolepsy, she sleeps all the time. And so my cousin called. I said, can you please call the police? Because the guy was talking about he was going to kill me. Dante. Bunch. And I said, you're not supposed to be here anyway. I don't care if you dated my daughter. You're a convicted sex offender. Wasn't even complying with you guys here. You know, registering and everything. I said, you're not supposed to be there. Yes, I have Section 8. Yes, I had my problems in the past where I couldn't make ends meet. I could pay my rent, pay my electricity like my mother raised me. Make sure you always have a roof over your head, heat, hot water, and a full refrigerator full of food for you and your kids. If that's all that matters. Then your job is next. I always supported my family, even my older sisters. But when push comes to shove, every time we come to court, like when I gave Officer Bodell a folder like that, and other, it says, see, attach forms, or paperwork. It was paperwork like this that had arrests, you know, the dates and time I was arrested and everything, and what was the outcome? He told me everything was fine. Like I said, 2 months down the line, he's telling me it's denied. Where's the paperwork? And the only thing he can tell me, I don't know. If you walk in the police department, there's a table right here. All the paper was all laid out. I said, do you have everything? He said, do you have everything? I said, yes. And every time I go up to do the keep doing the pistol permit, paperwork is missing. And this hurts me because I have all these domestics and I'm the abused one. Like I said, my mom and my dad passed away in 2017. My mom, August 8th, my father, September 18th. And then my nephew committed suicide on my back porch. And I'm what I call 911 for that, September 9th, 2017. But that's not in the paperwork. It's only certain things. And when I talk to Officer 70, he even says, Lori, I don't know what's going on. They pick and choose. I've talked to Bobby Baroni that used to work for the Public Defender's Office, Trooper Perry, all of them, and they said, Lori, just fight for it. Just fight for it, because Middletown, they pick and choose. They'll go back 30 or 40 years, and they'll pick something up. When I was 13, helping my sister, and my sister was a couple years older than me. I said, come on, let's go home, Robin. Nope, they arrested me for that. And they keep bringing that up, too. This is the only time they didn't bring it up. But they'll bring up animal cruelty, 2014. Public disturbance, 2008, 2012, and largely 2014.
Could I ask you a question?
Yes.
On the cruelty to animals from 2014,
yes.
You said those were your ex-husband's dogs. Why was it that you were arrested then?
What's because I was married to him, and the house was in my name, the apartment.
That's what I wondered.
And every time I went to work, everybody said, oh, everything's fine. I came home one day. There was 3 dogs. I'm like, you have to do something. I called Animal Control and Middletown Police Department more than 10 times. Come get these dogs. They don't belong here. I work. I can't take care of no animals. My sister gave my ex-husband a dog. I said, you have to go bring it to your mother's house. No one would help me. Now, Middletown Police never came once to 452 Washington Street.
What do you do now?
Huh?
What do you do now?
What do I do now?
Yeah.
I work for Brinks. You know, Dunbar Brinks, the money
mm-hmm.
trucks.
Mm-hmm.
I hurt my back in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on workman's comp.
Okay.
And even, I don't know who spoke to Nelson, my supervisor, but he passed away from COVID. And they keep putting it in there that they can't contact him. Of course you can't. He passed away. But the first time they contacted, even they said that Nelson, my supervisor from Brinks, said there's no reason why I should not have a pistol permit. Charges like this, he says, is petty.
The Middletown Police Department alleged that you lost your security license twice.
Nope.
Did you lose it once before this current one?
Nope. I have this from the lady on the first floor. It says, good morning. This is January 18th, 2022 at 8:21 a.m. Please let this email serve as confirmation for Lori Ray. Date of birth, January 8th, 1970. Has an active security officer license, guard card, number 64815. That was initially issued on July 13th, 2015, and is valid until 7/13, 2025. There has been no lapse in license. This license is current and in good standing. And I have quite a few copies.
And that's the license that you have with you today?
We have it, in our packet.
Okay.
And this is the guard card. I have lost one, and I had to come get paid to get another one.
So when the allegation is that you were terminated as a security guard in 2002 and in 2021, neither of those are accurate?
I never heard of being terminated. They're talking about my guard card.
He means the card.
Oh, no, it was never. It was never. Like, so I have the paperwork. I asked the lady downstairs, Christine or Kirsten Pratt.
Okay.
She's the one that sent this to my email, and I printed it out.
Well, the officer said there was one from 2002. Did you?
No. It's 2002 for a guard card? It's been since 2015.
You didn't have a card before 2015? Okay.
That's what I remember.
Go ahead.
Oh, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, it's just like I was saying, like with my mom and everything with the domestics and everything.
Yep.
I was always told by Middletown Police. My cousin worked there. And I'm friends with a lot of Middletown officers and a lot of state troopers. They're friends of mine. And everybody has told me, and I don't know why I keep telling you this, but they keep telling me they pick and choose. I've known numerous cases from Middletown, and I wish I could screenshot them. I tried to screenshot them last night, but the people blocked me because they're friends with Jay Bodell.
Officer Bodell. We're just talking about your case right now.
And even when I talked to Bodell about why, he says, I don't know.
Yep.
Or he don't return phone calls.
Yep. Okay. Officer, do you have any questions of the appellant? Does the board have more questions for the appellant?
Do you explain the larceny charge that you had?
All right, well, I was taking care of someone in Meriden. And another thing, the public defender's office in Middletown told me I should get that now, lady, because of all the nonsense that was going on. Anyway, I was taking care of a lady, and she told me, she was right next to me, she told me to go do this and that for her. I did everything for her. All of a sudden, she turned everything around. I said, okay, I told the officer, that's right. I'm not going to fight and argue. I'm not nothing. And he says, was your husband there? I said, my husband was not there.
What was it that you were alleged to have stolen?
Supposedly taking a debit card when she was sitting next to me. And she was at the ATM.
And she filed charges against you for larceny, stealing the card? And what was the resolution of that?
It was disposed of. I don't remember the exact date, but not too long after it was disposed of.
What does disposed of mean?
Disposed
of could be convicted.
I don't have the paperwork on me right now.
Well, that's a big difference.
Sorry.
And there also would have been pictures at the ATM of who withdrew the money.
Well, I don't know anything about the pictures at the ATM or anything. I didn't look into that all the way.
Did you steal the money?
No.
Did you have her PIN number?
No, she was sitting in the passenger seat.
Yeah, did you make her do it?
She told me, do this and do this. And that's it. I did what she said, and I handed everything back to her.
And you didn't take it. Was it a conviction?
I'll look it up.
That's what I was trying to look at.
I also have some clarification on the card too.
It was so long ago, I don't even remember.
While he's looking at that, can I ask another question?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry I interrupted.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's also in the file a claim that you had two letters of reference that you submitted in support of your pistol permit, and the claim in the file was that those letters were to support you in a job application, not to get a pistol permit.
Yes, and I said I was sorry about that the last time I was before the board, because I had all the paperwork together, and I was like, I was just so sorry, I
used to submit it. Okay, so that was an inadvertent mistake.
Yes,
it was not
yes.
for the, okay, thank you.
And I regret it.
I'm going to ask a question while the officer is going through his file.
Please do.
You told me about your current situation with your active security license, but on disability, in your household. Who's in your household in addition to yourself?
My son right now, because my daughter moved out with this guy in February 28th of this year.
So she and the furnace, the and the furnace
yeah,
guy are living somewhere else?
Yes.
Do they live in Middletown or
out? 89 Grand Street.
So they're also in Middletown, okay.
The only one that resides in my house is my son and I, that's it.
And how old is your son?
25.
Okay. And does he work?
No, he goes to Middlesex Community College for music, and in the spring he'll be going to New Haven to do mechanics.
Thank you.
To answer your question, I'm going to say I don't have the paperwork, so I'm going to say it's she wasn't convicted. Because I have a printout from the judicial branch website saying she has no convictions. I don't understand.
Yeah, that website from 2008, yes. I think we're talking, or 14, they may not be there, whether she had one or not. It's collect or fingerprint check or something.
I don't have an FDRC for her. So,
okay.
So we don't know. Okay. Other questions by the board? Seeing none, ma'am, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
Thank you guys for having me come talk to you this morning.
Thank you, ma'am. Officer, would you like to make a closing statement?
Like I said before, initial authority was not seen fit to pistol permit. Everything I presented, as well as her guard card in our system, shows as terminated for both. So I'm not sure if that's a critical error or what, but she shows two terminated guard cards.
Thank you, Officer. Colonel.
This is a denial by the Middletown Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial was the appellant's failure to list one arrest and her convictions on her application. Yet the, if you look on the application, it says see attached. She did list three arrests, then she writes see attached. And under convictions, she says see attached, and she testified that she supplied documents to her application that somehow did not make it to the detective after they were supplied to the intake officer. The Middletown Police Department also has concerns regarding the multiple police citizen interactions with the complainant since 2008. There are four arrests that we're aware of, unsure on convictions.
Comments by the board?
It's the case, if everything proven is there, but there's so much not proven. You know, we don't know about the convictions. We don't have details of some of the stuff. See attached, we don't know if that got lost in the paperwork. It would have been nice to have the intake officer here. Well, I don't know if he'd remember anyway, but maybe. So that's tough. I agree, 85 contacts is a lot, no matter what the reason. I can't think of a time I heard it more, but it doesn't mean there hadn't been. That would certainly make me look into it a little more.
Mm-hmm.
But there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of incidents of those 85 showing the appellant as the aggressor and the domestics, or any domestics where she's the aggressor. Is that correct? There's none? All right. Thank you.
Other comments?
Okay. Just sure. The Middletown Police made note of some type of showing that either a revocation or suspension of a guard card, yet we do have a document from the desk employee showing the appellant has an active guard card. So I'm not sure where that discrepancy lies.
So, and then, so much unknown.
Yeah, and again, and there's no evidence or any testimony regarding the reason for the revocation or suspension, whatever that says. So, but we do have a letter from DESP showing that she has an active guard card without any revocations or suspensions from, I think, 2015 to through 2025 or something.
All that is the collective proof of it.
Yep.
Okay, no other comments? We'll start with Chief Rosenzweig.
Okay. No, it's okay. I'm gonna go with the appellant. I don't think the case was proved.
Colonel Overturf.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Yeah, just because someone is involved enough to probably, in the issuing authority's eyes, to really be kind of a pain in the neck making so many complaints about things, justified or not, I don't think that the burden has been met to show that the person is not is an unsuitable person for a pistol permit, so I'll go with the appellant.
And Dr. Conrad?
For the appellant.
And chair votes for the appellant. Thank you both.
Thank you.